From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. A proposal was added to legislation designed to ease regulations on people who want to braid hair professionally. That legislation is moving forward in the Missouri House. It's been amended to allow cosmetologists from other states to practice in Missouri without having to update their licenses. Democratic House member Joshua Peters says the amendment lacks accountability.
We're opening up our citizens to the standards of other states. The state of Tennessee currently only requires 300 hours to gain a cosmetology license. I don't think that that's enough.
The House Committee on Professional Licensing passed the bill on a bipartisan vote. It needs one more committee vote to move to the House floor. Mumps have been reported at another Missouri university. The Missouri University of Science and Technology said in a news release yesterday that one of its students has contracted the illness. Students at the Rolla School are urged to contact health officials if they believe they may be infected. Health officials are monitoring reports to determine whether further measures are needed. At the University of Missouri's main campus in Columbia, more than 300 mumps cases have been identified. Mumps is a viral infection that causes swelling in the salivary glands and cheeks. Several other universities across the country have dealt with outbreaks in recent months. The Missouri House has passed a bill that could overturn a Missouri Supreme Court decision pertaining to breath test evidence in drunk driving cases. The bill allows courts to use breath test evidence gathered from December 30th, 2012 to April 4th, 2014 in these related cases. The House passed the legislation yesterday by 127-37 vote. Now it goes to the Senate. The legislation effectively overturns a 2016 ruling throwing out breath tests from machines that weren't calibrated in compliance with the state law that was in effect at that time. Proponents of the bill say the issue was due to a clerical error, and throwing out the evidence denied justice for victims of DWI cases. Others say the Supreme Court has already decided on the case, and it's unconstitutional to retroactively change the law. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is laying out his plans for the state budget during financial strain and lagging revenue. Greitens will announce his proposed budget today at a Nixa public school. He broke from tradition by not outlining his budget during his January State of the State address. Greitens' budget proposal will come during what's shaping up to be a challenging time for state finances. Revenues so far this fiscal year have been lower than expected, and hundreds of millions of dollars have been cut to balance this year's budget. Greitens took office in January and has already roughly cut $146 million. His predecessor, Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, cut about $2 million from this year's budget before leaving office. Lawmakers will consider Greitens' proposal as they work to craft next year's budget. Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News.